When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Neil McMillan, Louisiana Department of Energy and Natural Resources Director of Federal Affairs. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil. Great to be here this Friday.
So, Neil, a big announcement in the Water Resources Development Act of 2024, where Louisiana scores big.
That's right. So the Water Resource Development Act is a bipartisan piece of legislation that does major infrastructure in partnership with the Army Corps. And Louisiana, we are one of the top states for doing Army Corps work, particularly because of our coastal program. And this year, this week it passed, and we have far and away the largest project authorized for construction, which is the St. Tammany Project. Parish-wide flood control, protection against hurricanes, and the total number would be $5.9 billion in efforts that could be up to 18 miles of levee and flood wall, as well as raising over 6,000 homes if folks want to do that. So it's a major project and leads the country, and it's just the tip of the iceberg on the stuff Louisiana delegation got for us in that bill.
So, Neil, this construction of the levee and the like, where is that going to be located?
Yes, so the levee will protect Slidell. It'll be in the southern portion of the parish, a little above the Eden Isle neighborhoods, kind of on the lake, but really protecting all of Slidell. And then the rest of the project, which kind of address homes in the kind of lower-lying areas, will be parish-wide.
And that'll provide funds to raise homes?
That's right. So the Louisiana Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority is actually one of the leaders in the nation on this kind of new way of doing risk reduction for hurricanes with Army Corps. So in the Southwest Coastal Project, we've started doing this, but yes, it's a voluntary program. Homeowners, they're deemed eligible, can apply, and the Corps will raise a certain amount of feet based off your elevation, 100% federally funded for the homeowner. The state will have to provide a funding match, but it's a great opportunity for folks to kind of allow the storm surge from, you know, a major storm to go under their house versus into their house.
And obviously, this plan and the implementation of same, we're talking about many years to come in the future, right? Do we have any idea how long?
That's right. So one of the first milestones for this project to get to the law that passed this week started in 2015. So it's definitely a long process, but we are already authorized to do what's called pre-construction engineering and design. So that means the Corps is already working on how to roll out future funding. So this has given us permission to get funding, and we're learning lessons from the other projects we're doing on how we can go forward. But in a couple years, when funding's secured and they're able to start construction, The plan is to do several hundred homes a year and get this kind of all completed out. I think in about 12 years is the estimate, should, if everything goes according to plan. But still relies on Congress to provide funding in a timely manner, which is something we certainly hope they do.
Neil, a question that always comes up every now and again as it relates to elevation. I mean, are we is everything aligned from the parish code as it relates to elevation and what the requirements are, for example, under this funding program?
Yes, that's a lesson learned from some of this early work, is that the parish regulations, the ordinances, this type of federal funding needs to complement how those are designed so that there's homeowners know they're doing the right thing to be eligible for this program or other federal programs. So the authorization that Congress blessed said that it would work with the state and locals to make sure those kind of local details are worked out. And the Corps has been pretty flexible. So they've been more flexible than FEMA, which does a lot of these home elevations. And so we hope that can continue. That's not something we always say about the Army Corps, but it looks like for this type of work, they're very open to making sure that it's easy to deploy and not too much of a burden on the homeowners, though. They will basically have to get up to code, and so that will cost funding for some homeowners to get ready for the full federally funding elevation. So,
because the reason I ask Neil is that in some parishes I've talked to folks where, you know, their next door neighbor raised their home as a result of a grant program, and the base elevation of the top of their slab is X, right? And there's an empty lot next door to these folks, and they go these other folks go and build a new home on a slab, and that slab height is not equivalent to what the house that was raised. And, you know, folks legitimately, I think, ask, why are we doing this if we're not compelling new construction to raise to that same level?
You're right. That's a great point on planning, but I guess this project is authorized based off what's on the ground. So it would be today. So it'd be up to the parish to kind of respond for future.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Instruction.
Yeah, and I'm not being critical of the program. It's just kind of you kind of wonder, right? You know, because the base elevation of the house might be a little bit lower than what the new house is, but you know, it's like you wonder why we're not getting to a standard of how high above the crown of the street or whatever that we're going to ultimately end up building these homes. Now, this program. There are a lot of other winners, too. I mean, there's projects throughout the southeast Louisiana that are getting funded, right?
That's right. They're getting either permission to start receiving funding or improvements to even save money. So we have a new project that will start that would benefit all of Lake Pontchartrain, all nine of those parishes. And this is a really neat opportunity because it takes a Louisiana Coastal Master Plan project, the Lake Pontchartrain storm surge barrier, and ask the Corps to see if it's in the national interest. So that's so neat about this bill is that it lets us develop and propose projects and then have the federal partners come in and bring all their resources there. But there's also larger studies for the Southwest region. For this, there's a very large project given permission in Plaquemines Parish to reduce flooding. And then there's several provisions to provide interest relief to the state. And so that'll save the coastal program hundreds of millions of dollars that we can then use for other projects. And so there's permission to secure new funding, and there's also lots of ways that we can save money, which for state like Louisiana is very vital.
Absolutely. And this is this funding it's not every year. It's what is it, every 2 or 3 years that this comes around?
That's right. They try to keep it every 2 years, which is once a Congress. And that's been done for 12 years in a row. And that's very significant because you're planning these projects with the Corps. It takes years to bring them to be ready for prime time. And if Congress isn't passing them, then you get unnecessary delay, which makes nobody happy. So the steady passage of this is a big congressional priority. And, you know, it's also been cool to see that Congress has gotten this habit, and you see just very wide bipartisan margins for this. I think it had almost 400 votes in the House, and only one senator opposed it. So it's something that Congress does that doesn't make the headlines all the time, but it shows that vetted projects that have a very high cost-benefit ratio, like these core projects in Louisiana, deserve and receive national support.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations. I know you guys do a lot of, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of paperwork in getting all of this up there and having it considered and then lobbying on behalf of these projects that are really difference makers for this Lake Pontchartrain Basin, so to speak, right?
That's right. It's for the residents and the businesses, and it's really great to get this milestone because, you know, 10 years of paperwork, you know, design, science, it's a big burden, but it'll pay off. So thank you for the time.
Yeah. Y'all are a lot more patient than I am, Neil. 10 years of paperwork.
I guess we have to be. We have to be to get that federal money. So,
absolutely.
There we go.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. Neil McMillan, Louisiana Department of Energy and Natural Resources Director of Federal Affairs. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.